Nedra, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking the time to have a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
I received some information from you yesterday that I thought very interesting. You're currently recruiting individuals and couples that might be interested in becoming therapeutic foster care parents. Talk about this.
Yes, it's a new program that is actually a program through the System of Care. It's a collaborative effort through Ingham County in partnership with the Mental Health, as well as the Juvenile Justice Program and Child Welfare. We're seeking people that have an interest in working with kids as well as their families to keep them here in our community. And the program really is a partnership to work with them to avoid going out of the county when they are having behavioral difficulties. So really what the program would do is place them into this therapeutic foster home for 6 months up to 12 months while they're still working with their permanent family. But in the foster home, they'll be working with them on very specific level systems, but at the same time working with the permanent family. So it's really an opportunity to work with this foster family on some structured programming. So that makes it a little different than the traditional foster program. And the beauty of this program, again, is it's a partnership with the juvenile justice as well as the child welfare. And we're really looking for people that have a passion and a desire to work with kids that have these special challenges. And we're really putting the word out there because it is a great need in this community right now.
So you want to take children who have behavioral and emotional challenges and you find a foster home for them, which is called a therapeutic foster care facility. They go there to try and help them overcome some of these challenges while at the same time they're still working with their families.
Yes, yes. So the ideal qualities that the therapeutic foster parents would have really would be that they really have the flexibility and the openness really to work with a variety of families. Because again, these kids, they do come with a lot of challenges, but they also would need to be up for the challenge of and the opportunity really to work with them for 6 months up to a year. And again, the difference between traditional versus this therapeutic program is that it's just one child that we're asking them to have in their home at a time.
Well, these children, what are their age range?
Anywhere from 5 to 17 years old.
And how long is the average stay for these children in these homes?
It would be from for 6 months to a year.
And what specific behavioral and emotional challenges do they have?
Some of the kids, you know, as I mentioned, they would be coming from the juvenile justice program, so some of them might be involved with truancy, so they may be on probation, so some delinquent behaviors. Some of them may be involved with the child welfare system, so there may be coming from some abuse and neglect. Some of them may have just various social skills that they need to work through as they're involved in the program. And, you know, as I mentioned, I'm a mental health therapist, so they're going to be involved with community mental health, so they're going to be working through various mood behaviors that they need to sort through.
Is this a new program?
This is a new program. The services aren't new that we're offering, but this particular program, the therapeutic foster program, is a new program because, again, as we've mentioned, the difference here is that what we found is when we're taking kids traditionally and placing them out of the county, they generally come back into the county and really struggle with a lot of the same behaviors. So what we're really wanting to do is keep them here in the community and still be able to work on the problems and the struggles that they've had with their parents, but here temporarily placed out of their home in a therapeutic setting, but still working on that relationship with their parents.
How many children do you need folks to work with?
Well, they'll just be working with one child in their home at a time.
Right, but how many kids do you have out there who have a need for these people?
We have a number of kids.
100? 200?
there's a lot of children in general that unfortunately have been placed out of the county because we didn't have this type of program in place. So the need is there for, you know, I can't really say the exact number, unfortunately, but we've unfortunately, you know, lost a lot of kids to placements out of the county, you know, going into residential placements because we didn't have this type of a program in place. So that's the benefit of, you know, us creating this type of a program.
All right. If people want more information on how to become licensed therapeutic foster care parents, how do they get that, Nedra?
Well, the third Friday of every month, we have an informational meeting at our office. And actually, we have the next one this Friday at 1:30. And beyond that, you can come to our office at 5303 South Cedar, Building Number 2, which is Ingham Counseling Center. And you can also contact myself, Nedra Patterson, at 517-346-8059. Or Kelly Glushewski at 517-346-8034.
How long is the process to become licensed?
It can take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. There's training that you need to go through, the traditional training that you would need to go through, and then there's additional training to go through the therapeutic part of it. So there's specialized training that you'll go through as well.
Is there any compensation for this?
Yes, there is. There's daily reimbursement as well as room and board.
All right, Nedra, stay in contact with us so we can help you get the word out. Appreciate your time this morning.
I will. Thank you so much.